Evening Booze Hour.
Episode 86.
I love how you looked me like directly in the eye when you said that.
86!
Oh my god, I wish you guys could see our video chat right now.
There might be a nip slip. I don't know. I apologize in
advance. We can only hope. If there's a nip slip, take a drink.
Oh my god, that would be so good. Hi, happy birthday, happy belated.
Thanks. Yeah, yesterday was my birthday. I'm officially in my mid 30s now.
Yep, official cougar age.
Yep.
Yes. Now cougar now. Picking up like children, like my son.
Kate's son refers to me as his girlfriend, yes. To strangers, apparently.
Yeah. Anyone in the grocery store. Liz is my girlfriend. Penny will just tell people, Ezra loves Liz.
I've met this kid when he was like 3 months old. I don't even know him.
And you made quite the impression.
But we Skype sometimes and send each other videos.
Yeah, yeah, it's like his thing. He just like always, can we send it to Liz? Take a picture, send it to Liz. I'm like, okay, half the time I just pretend. I'm going to start sending them to you every time he asks.
I want to see the frequency. I need to see it.
It's
how
bizarre.
Deep is his obsession? I need to know.
How much does he really love me?
I mean, you know, I'm going to need a cougar when I'm old. Be like, you know, if my husband goes before me, I'm going to need a young guy to take care of me. So Ezra
That's
can
right.
fill the job. And you can live with us.
Oh, my God.
Then you'll never have to leave him and everything will be perfect.
Oh, my God. Is it bad that I'm, like, hoping for you? Yeah. Just yeah. kidding, Andy. I love you so much.
Thanks for your Patreon donation. And for throwing me the amazing little surprise party yesterday. So yeah, we went to the beach in the morning for my birthday to like my favorite beach. And then my husband got some friends together, did some snooping, slid into some people's DMs. To like arrange this little get together of like this motley crew of friends of mine, which was really fun at like a bar near where we live. And like actually most of those people all live in the same neighborhood too. So it was cool. Yeah.
Very convenient. That sounds fun.
But yes, I was telling Kate, the server was very attentive and my wine glass was never not full. So today I'm not consuming adult beverages because I had my fill yesterday.
Yeah, so, it's a blessing and a curse to have an attentive
yes waiter and to be in your mid-30s and drinking because yeah. those hangovers aren't like they used to be. But yeah, so I am drinking tonight water, H2O, rehydrating. What are you drinking?
Very nice. I'm dabbling in the white wine. Listen,
and do you like it?
I'm a dabbler. I got a, of course, box. Bode box, my faves. I got the Sauvignon Blanc.
Yep.
And it's good.
Yeah.
Just opened it.
You're liking it. That's my that's what I was drinking yesterday. Who knows
Fresh,
how
refreshing.
Many.
I like drinking, like, you know, colder things when it's hot, obviously. And the bubbles, like, I do like the sparkling drinks, but, like, sometimes the bubbles, it's, like, it makes me so full. So I'm just, like,
right.
I just sip on a nice chilled white wine.
That's so nice.
Can I live? Can I live?
Yes, you can.
And I'm a fan. So thanks for the, like, you know, teaching. Thank you for teaching me the way.
Yeah, Kate asked me, what is the type of white wine I like again? And I think I thought we talked about this on the podcast, but like, yeah just Sauvignon, you know, and I was like, just remember you like Sauvignons, whether it's, you know, Cabernet or right. Blanc.
That's the connection I thought I made, but then I'm like, am I making that up? Like, did I say that? about last week regarding her mind. Where so. Am I? What's happening?
Seriously.
It's delish. I highly recommend. Oh, and also I want to shout out Shannon because she sent us a drink recommendation.
Oh, she did? Oh, my God.
Yeah, she did, but I didn't see it until after I got the box wine, or my husband got it for me.
Well, I can try to get it next week.
Yeah, it's called Crook and Marker is, like, the brand, I guess, and which I don't think I've ever seen, so I don't know if it's around here, but it's no sugar and organic alcohol, so
sounds right up my alley. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to be on the lookout for that up here, and I assume you will too. But because, you know, she knows she's looking out for us. She knows we love the sparkling drinks.
Yeah. I mean, we like to get drunk and not have a lot of calories.
I mean, that's really
it's the dream, right? Isn't everyone searching for that drink?
Oh, so good. So thank you, Shannon. We'll try to get to that next week. And if anybody else has tried that or has a different recommendation, let us know, because we do like trying new things, even though I'm always going back to my box.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes you got it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, like it's a tried and true with the box. You can't go wrong. But yeah.
But I feel like I'm always more like explorative. Is that a word? In the summer, because you know, like colder things, like I feel like I tried more things in the summer. Mm-hmm. And then in the winter, I'm just kind of like wine, yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
You know what you like. Yeah. That's
anywho.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is true. Yeah. Okay. Well, you guys, if you're drinking, you can drink along with us, whether it's your water like me or a drink or your coffee or whatever, and we have a drinking game.
Your morning urine.
We've talked about that before.
Urine.
Yeah, make sure it's midstream. That's the best. Yeah,
very, very important.
So yeah, take a sip anytime we have a disturbance because we record at home and you never know what can happen. Anytime we have a story out of Texas, Arizona, Florida, or Hangzhou, China. Anytime we have a story about misogyny, anytime we say literally, Ben Affleck's back tattoo, Kate's love/hate for Nick Cage. And am I missing anyone? I don't know. I don't think we have a celebrity at the moment, and I was gonna add Moby to that because of his ridiculous claims about dating Natalie Portman and Lana Del Rey when they were young girls.
Who's next? Who is this man gonna claim he dated next? Moby? Like, I'm sorry, Moby.
No, you didn't, Moby. We all know you didn't.
Oh, no, you did.
I mean, it's just, like, so weird and bizarre. And I was going to do that for pop culture, but you found an even better pop culture story. So we'll just, like, add Moby this week. Everyone take a sip because the man is ridiculous. And he actually did, like, apologize, I guess, because Natalie Portman was like, I don't recall us dating. I recall it being, like, you were a much older man being creepy with a young girl.
I love that. Because in that picture, it looks like he's holding her hostage. Like, she's like,
yeah, very forced smile.
Save me. Yeah. Call 911. Oh my God. Yeah. Good call on the Moby. Yeah. I like it.
Okay. So take a sip, guys. All right. Well, yeah, you can always send us your story ideas, drink recommendations, and just general thoughts, comments, criticisms to eveningboozehour@gmail.com. We're on Instagram at eveningbooze, on Twitter. I'm sorry. Instagram is at eveningboozehour. Twitter is at eveningbooze. And you can support us on Patreon. And when you do, you can come on and have a drink with us and tell a story. And that's always really fun. We're hoping to line up some more guests for you guys.
Send me to San Diego, please.
Yeah, I mean, we're there pretty much, I think, almost there. So yeah, and I do need to shout out actually Julie, our our executive producer, you guys all know Julie, my mother-in-law.
Our EP.
EP. And she just sent me like a birthday card with a little donation that she said she wanted to make to the EBH fund. So.
Julie.
I know. Oh, my God. So she is, you know, hoping for a live, like a live show. And by that, I mean like in person experience. Right. Kate and I are in person. No one else is invited.
It's just going to be us laughing nonstop going, oh my God. Oh yeah. My God. And laughing. So if you want to sponsor that, please.
We'll put it on our Instagram live when it happens.
Oh, absolutely. That has to be, yeah. Right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. We got to do more of those too. So, yeah. So I think just thank you, Julie, for everything. You're the reason this show exists pretty much. So,
good reason for our being. You birthed us and you are
birthed this baby.
Giving us all of our nutrients.
I just said ew. Shows you how much like I'm not gonna be a mom. I'm like, ew. Nurturing and nutrients.
Sounds disgusting.
That came out so naturally too. Without even thinking.
Anyways. I need to be in the street. Okay, listen, also I just need to like tell you right now that I have some fun facts.
Okay.
Okay,
I love a good fun fact, or many.
Yeah, like, please stay tuned, everybody, because I've got some real fun facts. So get a notepad out, get ready, get comfortable, or if you're running, get into that runner's high that people speak of that I would not know about.
Oh, yeah. I run, and I'm always like, I don't ever get runner's high, and people are like, oh yeah, usually it happens like after the 5 mile mark. I'm like, okay, that's why. I never get that far. Ever.
Oh, makes sense. I don't think I've ever run past like 3 miles.
That's what I like, do. I think I'm like a 5k-er. Like,
yeah, but these days I just walk with the freaking 70,000 pound stroller.
I love walking though. I could just like,
oh, it's, I'm telling
miles
you,
and miles.
Such a mood changer. So whether you're walking, running, meditating, anything,
get
oh
your
God.
Steps in, people, get your steps in.
You got to take that me time. Listen. Yeah. Is that the whole beginning? Are we here?
Do you want to say your fun facts, or are those coming later?
Okay. Fun facts are coming later.
Okay.
I'm making you wait. For them.
Okay.
You're like, so what about those fun facts?
I was like, I thought we were doing fun facts next.
First I want to do my headline of the week.
Okay. Is that a new thing now? Are we now choosing a headline of the week?
Like it's a thing every week. I'm like, I'm moving on to the headline of the week. You're like, what? Okay. This is a weekly thing I do. Not
starting today.
But it's literally just the headline. So I do these sometimes, oh, like right, where I'm just like, the headline tells the whole thing.
I just had never heard, you know, that title.
Yeah.
For the segment.
I title every time.
I'm glad we formalized it.
Yeah. Okay, so this headline is I just snotted. Okay. Man hiding drugs in his butt. I'm like a eighth grade boy. But accidentally shoots himself in the testicles.
Oh my God. So he also had a gun, I'm assuming, along with the drugs.
Yep. So listen. Hiding drugs in your butt. I don't know. I've never done that, but so how did he shoot us? I mean,
they find the drugs after the fact, probably in the hospital or something.
Good point. I mean, clearly, I didn't read the article. That's the headline story. But yeah, I would like more details. Maybe I'll actually read the story and get back to you. But I'm just like, how do you have like the word butt and testicles in one headline?
I know. And that's amazing.
I'm just like guessing this happened in Florida, but I don't know.
Take a drink. I think it's enough. There's enough evidence.
They pulled that girl over the other day and she had like a freaking alligator in her pants. Yeah. Just like had an alligator in her yoga pants.
I did not hear about that. Like a little baby alligator.
I mean, I don't know. Was that? Or was he just happy to see me?
Oh, that was good.
Oh my God. Okay. Listen, so that was my headline. Don't have any further details. Google it yourself.
Headline of the week. Okay. Headline of the week.
Okay. This white wine is so crisp. Mm. So crisp. Big fan. Okay. Oh my God. This story is so disgusting. Okay. I'm on to my regular stories now. Moving on. So we love a good cheese story.
Oh, cheese is life.
Oh, God, I want cheese right now.
Me too.
I bet the cheese boards, like, in California are so much better.
Oh, I don't know. They're awesome. I had a cheese board yesterday. It was great.
I don't even know where around where I live you can get, like, a decent cheese board.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But, like, it's like, easy to make your own, too, and, like, fun also. But, yeah, I mean, you gotta have – I love when they put, like – honey, like a honeycomb. With
got it.
It.
You gotta have that, dude. Camembert with a little brown sugar,
yum.
Like in the oven. Are you kidding me?
Baked what? Brie, come on!
I make the best baked brie.
Oh my God, make that for me. I want to do it. It seems so easy.
Absolutely. It's like the first thing I'm going to do.
Make that for me when you come here.
Yes. It's so easy. I have a baked brie, like, baker.
What?
Legit.
I'm moving in.
And I make mini baked brie with, like, puff pastry.
Yes.
Dude.
I want that in my mouth right now.
Cranberry sauce.
Yeah. Which you got to have a little jam or something, a little marmalade.
Cranberry sauce. You got to put the cranberry sauce on it. Little rosemary,
ooh.
A little pecan crumble, stick that in the oven.
Oh. Cool.
Are all set.
Stop. Best I didn't know that about you. I didn't know you were that talented.
Oh. I should have like a cooking podcast. I'm like legit, like once you're a mom, I think.
You get these skills.
But I do love cooking anyway. And baking is like, okay, I'm starting to get like better at baking. Oh yeah. I'm a foodie, like crazy woman.
Come cook for me, girl, now.
I'm going to. When you win the jackpot,
yeah.
I will be your chef, your personal chef.
Seriously. You can hire. Oh my God.
Oh, I'm glad we got that out of the way. Wow. Who knew? Who knew we didn't know? It's crazy.
Cheese, yeah. So back to cheese. Okay. That was a long cheese tangent.
There's an actual story here. Okay, so just like, should we say goodbye to the vegans right now? Vegans, no. They're
sorry.
Not welcome. I'm just kidding. We love you.
We're just jealous. Yeah.
Yeah. We're not strong enough, so we envy you. Okay. This is so disgusting. Okay. This is the headline. Cheese made from celebrity belly button and armpit bacteria goes on display.
Oh my God. My first question, who's like, is it a bunch of celebrities? Okay. Or
it's five. So ew. There are five types of human cheese. From Cheddar to Cheshire, that are going on view at the Victoria and Albert Museum.
Okay.
In I'm guessing London. I don't know.
Yeah.
England somewhere. And it turns out many of the bacteria to make cheese are similar to bacteria found on human skin.
Okay, gross.
So scientists and cheesemakers at the London Biolab Open Cell, that's the name of it, I guess, I don't know, collected bacteria from celebrity armpits, ears, noses, and belly buttons. The bacteria was then grown in the lab until suitable strains could be selected for cheese making. Okay, so these are the five celebs. Suggs, the singer for the ska band Madness.
Oh, yeah, I'm such a fan.
Yeah, don't know. It says here in the article, best known in the U.S. for its 1982 hit Our House.
Our House in the middle of the street. That one? No. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a ska band, so maybe. But so this guy, the singer of that band, chose to be immortalized in cheddar.
Oh god.
So he chose to be a cheddar cheese. Alex James, bassist for the band Blur, chose Cheshire.
Okay.
Chef Heston Blumenthal went for Comté, which I don't think I've ever had that. Comté cheese.
I don't think I have either.
Yeah, it's very French with the accent aigu on the E. The Great British Bake Off runner-up and food writer, Ruby Tando, which I know Ruby because I'm a huge Great British Bake Off fan.
I know you are. I mean, that's another herd mentality, I feel like, actually, since we were talking about that. I don't watch that one either.
It's so good, but I'm, like, into it. Like, I don't feel like I watch it because I'm like, oh, it's, like, a thing. Like, right. I'm, like... into it. But yeah, that is totally like a thing here. Okay, so she chose Stilton, which is like super stinky, right? Mm-hmm. Have you ever had
yeah.
It's like super whew. And then the last person is rapper Professor Green.
Yeah, I wonder like with the Stilton if you'd have to like ripen like extra longer or something. You know, yeah. whatever they're getting out of you, but
or like get it from your feet, like
yeah,
from my foot. But so Professor Green admitted that he like hates cheese.
He
insisted that his belly button bacteria be turned into mozzarella, which is the only cheese that he can like kind of tolerate. So those are the different cheeses.
Why did he participate at all?
I know. Like, if you're a cheese hater,
yeah,
step aside. Like, get Victoria Beckham.
Yeah.
Something. Like, David
She's
Beckham.
Not going on tour with the Spice Girls. She's got time.
She's free. Okay. The cheeses will only be on display. They will not be sampled.
Oh.
Which is disappointing. And which led me to think, like,
how do we know that? Yeah.
Which celeb in the form of cheese would you eat? Whose cheese?
Like,
which is like so disgusting because, like, have you ever heard of like Fromunda cheese?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay, I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
Off mic. It's quote unquote like human cheese. Anyway.
Got it. Let's see. I don't know. Like, I love cheese and like
I love cheese and funky man.
Yeah, I was like Michael B. Jordan, I'd eat his cheese.
His cheese. That's the name of this episode. Obviously. Heidi.
That's what I was thinking. My celebrity crush is always like Joseph Gordon-Levitt too, which is so weird, but I think he's just so cute.
Okay, I'm learning something about you. How was this 86 episode?
Oh, no, I would eat, you know, it's coming back, Handmaid's Tale. I'd eat Nick the Eyes cheese.
Good.
He's my celebrity crush. I forgot about him. Sorry, Nick.
He's good. I have to say Zac Efron, even though I know he's, like, super popular right now because of the Ted Bundy movie, but he is such a daddy. Zac Efron. I'd eat your cheese. So disgusting. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't like this.
You don't like this? I mean, it's weird, I guess. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of strange that they won't let you eat it. Because, like, what is the point? But
yeah, it's just like a slight. Yeah. Well, the article went into, like, why this was, like, an actual exhibit and whatever. It was, like, all these art, like, fancy words. And I'm like, okay, like,
so it is like art. Yeah, I guess. Got it. It's supposed to be displayed. Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, I think I would try it, but it's a little off-putting.
Yeah, like belly button?
Yeah. I mean, you know, like whatever bacteria goes into, you know, it's not going to harm you or anything, like, once it's in the cheese point, but.
Yeah. But I guess they are, like, sending it to a lab to see, like, if you could consume it or whatever. So, I don't know. Stay tuned.
Well, yeah, and then they could go, you know, meet up with those people that are playing the music to make the cheese taste better. That
would what be. Kind of cheese would you want to be if they made cheese out of you? God.
That's so hard.
So many good cheeses.
There's so many good cheeses. I don't know if I could
like pick a sharp cheddar.
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna say maybe Munster. I love Munster. But, yeah, God, I don't know if I could just pick one. Pepper Jack, maybe.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's something spicy.
Cool. Okay, so that's my cheese story.
Cool.
Yeah, we love a good cheese story. Always. Okay, here's where you need to start taking notes, people. All right. Ew. I just
read the headline.
So here's the thing that pisses me off when there's no paper towels in public bathrooms.
Yeah.
And there's only like the hand dryer.
I hate hand dryers.
I do too. Yeah. I am anti hand dryer. Always have been, always will be, especially after reading this article. Okay. Of course, like, you know, if you ever had to work in a public bathroom, like cleaning it, you'd probably be glad there's no paper towels.
Yeah, seriously. People are assholes, but yeah, exactly. Yeah. I just feel like it's quicker, my hands feel cleaner, like when I use a paper towel compared to that. It just takes up too much time to blow dry your hands.
Yeah, I feel way much, like way, way much, way more clean and dry. The hand dryers, like, never really dry your hand, even and then the ones that are like supersonic speed that like make your skin wrinkle,
you know, those. Yeah, it like blows your skin back.
Those are insane. And if I'm with my children in the restroom, I can't use those because they're too loud,
right?
And I could be like, no. Also, like, I should insert here the fact that I am like anti-germaphobe,
right?
The opposite of a germaphobe. I couldn't be bothered.
It's good for the immune system.
I'm never sick. My kids are never sick. I'm like, we're just carriers. Yeah. I think so. Beware. I honestly, like, I can't even count on two hands how many times I've ever used hand sanitizer.
Oh, wow.
So bad. It's like bad the amount that I don't worry about germs. It's toxic.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's crazy. Okay, so actual story is that there's a new study out that should basically have us all hating hand dryers like you and I do.
Join the club, people.
And you know how you hear, like, you've probably heard that when you flush the toilet, the bacteria, like, flies everywhere?
Oh, no, I haven't heard that one, but I've heard something similar. Yeah, and, like, yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, so basically the whole thing is that, like, oh, when you flush the toilet, like, all the bacteria flies everywhere in the air, but, like, in a public bathroom, there's no lids on toilets. Yeah. So, like, how are you supposed to prevent the bacteria from flying everywhere? Plus, those flushers are, like, insane. Yeah. They'll flush everything down.
Yeah.
But so, apparently, this new study is that hand dryers actually suck in, like, the bacteria. And then blow it all over your hands.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
Right. When you think about it, you're like, oh my God, ew, yeah. So the study, apparently researchers examined dish plates exposed to hot air from a bathroom dryer for just like 30 seconds, which is probably longer than most people stand there and dry their hands. But to actually get them totally dry, you'd probably have to stand there for 30 seconds. And apparently on the dish plate grew 245 colonies of bacteria.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I feel like this had been a thing, you know, like maybe a urban legend or, you know, something like that. Before, because I feel like I've heard this before, that, you know, another reason not to use the hand dryers is because they don't actually clean your hands, really. They just move everything, like, around.
Well, I always think of, like, okay, if somebody just comes out of the bathroom and their hand's all disgusting, and they touch, like, the faucet, or the...
Right, you know, yeah.
Sink on, like, then their germs are all over that. And you wash your hands, and then you turn it off, and then it's like the germs are just back on there, right? I don't know. Public bathrooms like just skew me out anyway.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. Like, it's just a public bathroom. It's all there's germs everywhere. So, like, I can see how those machines are just sucking up the stuff from the environment too, you know, and then like adding more.
Right, and then when there's like a paper towel situation, you can then like. Turn the sink on with a paper towel. Open the door with a paper towel. Like, totally. It just is, seems so much more sanitary, even though, of course, like, it's just, like,
the rainforest.
Killing the environment. Yeah. Which I'm against, but like, also, I love a paper towel.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, totally. I agree.
I don't know. I'm at a crossroads.
I mean, I agree.
Yeah, so long live the paper towel, basically. I don't know, but there's another thing for all the germaphobes to worry about is
they find a way to like take plastic and make it into paper towels or something like that, you know? I feel like We can figure this out, people.
You know, some undergrad at Harvard probably figured it out.
You can just, like, grind it down enough and, yeah.
Yeah, but then, like, the paper towel companies paid them off.
Ugh, you're right.
I mean, seriously, everything's a scam. Everything's a cover-up. Everything's a conspiracy.
You know we're paranoid people. Come on.
Oh my God. It all just goes back to Trump? I don't know.
Definitely.
I don't know what's happening. Okay, this white wine is good. It's good. Highly recommend. All right, here's another study. This is my last thing now that we've been here for 10 hours.
Lots of studies. Okay. Very scientific headlines.
I can't help it. I'm a very scientific-oriented... Orientated? No. Oriented person. Okay. Next thing. Okay, we just celebrated Memorial Day, correct?
Yep. Start of the summer.
Yep. The unofficial start of summer. Summer means staying cool with all this global warming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Another conspiracy. Not real. Just kidding. I feel like some people were just like, what? JK, global warming's real. Stay cool this summer. But you might want to think twice about jumping in a pool. So...
Public pool or private pool. Yeah.
Either. Yeah. It doesn't matter. But pools are basically just large toilets.
I know it. Let's I know
just... it. People pee in pools.
Oh, yeah.
All the time, every day.
Kids do. Across all the time. World. Yep.
And adults.
Yeah.
Everybody. Oh, yeah.
It's weird.
Everybody pees in a pool. Doctors have decided to quantify how much pee is in a pool per person.
Ew.
Lots of pees. Apparently, ugh, that amount is between 1 to 3 ounces of pee per person in a pool.
So, like, if your pool had 5 people in it, would it be... you know, up to 15 ounces or something like that? Is that how you do that math?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. At wow. least. Yeah, okay. I think it would be like at least. Oh, I mean, okay, let's say, just I because think we can all agree that, like, if it was mostly kids, there'd be more pee in the pool, right?
Right. Right.
Like,
definitely.
And you and I grew up with a pool.
Yeah.
In the backyard.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've peed in a pool.
Yep. I have too.
I mean... come on. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I peed
in I'm trying to think if I ever peed in my actually pool at house because it was pretty convenient to get to the bathroom from there. So I do, yeah, but I definitely have peed in a pool. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you gotta stop making George Washington hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's too like inconvenient. Just a little pee.
Right.
Nobody knows. It's cool. But of course, like I grew up in an above ground pool and not in Arizona, so it was cold water.
Yeah.
So yeah. You pretty much got the current, the warm current. You're like, oh, warm spot. No. Oh. Not natural.
Oh my God.
Do you ever get that in the ocean? That's the best in the ocean.
Yes.
Especially in Maine. I go to Maine. It's like all of a sudden there's like a warm stream. You're like, oh, I like that it's warm right now, but... Yeah, but
what is making it warm?
Yeah, exactly. But, oh, okay, so here's an even more fun fact, and that is that the quote-unquote pool smell, you know, like the chlorine
smell,
it's actually the smell of the chlorine reacting to the pee.
Oh.
So, like, if you ever walk it into, like, especially if it's, like, an indoor pool.
Oh, yeah. And you're like, it's trapped.
That's a real pool smell.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's a pool smell. That's a pee smell.
It's the pool cleaner reacting to the pee smell. Oh, that's how potent that is. Yeah.
Happy summer. Happy summer, everybody. Good luck out there.
I mean, I still love a pool, but I mean, yeah, be safe.
Be safe.
Wear
out
a
there.
Wetsuit.
No. Just know. Don't drink it.
That's right.
Don't
let it go in any of your orifices. Don't let it get in you.
Don't do it. So yeah, that's my little warning slash facts.
Warning and start of the summer. I think it's great. Like, you know, let's start everyone off on a real downer.
Happy summer. But those are my headlines. And yeah, I don't know. Good luck out there.
So I really want to move on to your celebrity story.
Okay, well, you can help with this too. Like, feel free to chime in because you found this story and actually sent it to me this morning. So it was sort of like a late addition. But, oh my God. So I feel like we've talked about this before, you know, in some aspects, but OJ Simpson's former manager, I believe, is writing a, I'm just trying to find the guy's name. His last name is Pardo, but, he is writing a book, or no, he's doing a documentary. That's what it is. And in it, he alleges that OJ Simpson bragged to him about having sex with Kris Jenner in a hot tub in the 90s, I guess, like Robert and Nicole had gone to bed already. And apparently he said he just like dropped his shorts and like, you know, showed himself down off and like her eyes bugged out. And he said, I fucked that bee until I broke her.
And then created Khloe Kardashian.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. I know we've definitely, I think Amber, our Kardashian correspondent, has that, you know, belief that OJ is Khloe's father.
Yeah, it's a popular opinion.
It is a very popular opinion. So the, you know, weird thing is, like, I don't think I really believe this because, like, we know OJ Simpson is, like, a liar and Kris Jenner has come out.
What?
You know. Has come out and, like, you know, in the past Breaking when this has come up, you know, it's always been like a rumor, but I think now it's like this is more of a credible source saying it and like putting it out there publicly, like on a documentary, where before it was always just kind of rumors. But she has said, like, in the past that they never had an affair. However, like, she got divorced, I believe, like shortly after this happened, and then she met Bruce, Caitlin, a month later and got married, like, again. So, and then, you know, we all know what happened with OJ, but,
what?
Yeah. So, like, it gets kind of crazier because apparently he, how do I say this? Like, their sex was so forceful that, like, she had to go to the hospital that night, according to OJ, or according to what OJ told his former manager. Course.
That's, like, such what a dude would say.
Yeah, like, exactly. Well, that's, like, another reason why I don't really believe it, because...
Yeah. Don't believe the hype.
It's, like, almost, like, too much details.
Like, your dick would have to be, like... a foot long to cause, like, medical damage. Come on.
Yeah.
Not by, like, we all know the glove didn't fit, but.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We've all seen the size of the glove, okay?
It's okay.
But, yeah. I mean, and you know what the crazy thing is? Like, I always forget that O.J. Simpson is a free man. Like, I still always think that he's, like, in jail or in prison.
No. Oh, no. He's, like, stealing things at a pawn shops in Vegas.
Well, that's what he went to prison for. But he's, like, out now. And I just always think of him, like, behind bars. And that now I'm concerned when I remember it.
Yeah. Just run for your life.
Yeah. And that Blac Chyna's mom, like, tried to date him. What? Right?
And they're, like, reconciled now? What's happening?
I don't even know. There's all, like, oh, my God. Wherever there's Kardashians, Blac Chyna's there.
Oh, well, and then we learned that Robert Kardashian Sr. Dated Priscilla Presley.
Yeah. That's so weird.
This is, like, right before we married Chris. And I was like,
Jigga what? That was shocking to me because, like, think of, like, all the things you could just learn from Priscilla Presley.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And you think of, like, Elvis, like, because he died so young, I guess, for him, like, you think of, like, oh, my God, if he was alive now, like, he'd be, like, so old he would be, like, dead, I guess. And, like, Robert Kardashian, you think of, like, the Kardashians, they're, like, so, like, our generation.
Right. Kind of. But they've been around forever, you know? Yeah. Just not, I think, you know, reality TV, obviously you see so much more of them now. And, like, they didn't have that then. But yeah, it's crazy. It's so, so these are, like, these claims that are coming out in this documentary that I'm sure I'll be watching wherever it's going to be streaming. I think they're still trying to sell it somewhere, but they said they're going to put it out. Yeah, they want to release it on June 12th, which is, like, coming up, so they better get it somewhere, which is the 25th anniversary of the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Robert Goldman. Ooh. So let's definitely, like, capitalize on that, make money off of that, you know.
Right, of course. That's crazy. God. But it's, like, of course she's not going to comment on it.
Oh, no, no, exactly. She would never. And this is, like, a third-party source, too. So it's just, like, the former manager, which he was, like, his manager, I think they said, from, like, the 70s until 2012. So I'm sure he does know a lot of crazy shit about OJ, you know, because he's been around forever. So, you know, I just think, like, maybe they did, but I think he's, like, embellishing a lot on, like, what he's saying.
To be a fly on the wall.
I know. So, yeah, that was great pop culture. You know, rumors coming back. I'm sure Kris Jenner hates it, but.
But we love it.
But she, back in the day, she didn't know OJ was going to go down this road. So, you know, he was, like, the biggest thing before he murdered his wife. So.
So crazy.
This next story is a Crime Time story that you also sent me. So thank you for doing, like, 90% of the work this week.
Oh, no probs. Oh, yeah. I have it, like, all bullet pointed.
So, yeah. So this crime story was from this Washington Post article that you sent me. And it is crazy. It is
so crazy.
Yeah. Like, a very strange case. And I think it's still developing. But basically, there was a professor. Wait, where is it? You probably have it. This takes place in Georgia. Do you want to set it up? Go ahead, because I feel like you probably can summarize a little bit better.
Okay, but I just have. Okay, so the headline is: a dead professor, a hot tub, and a suicide baffle police. So this is crazy, and I actually heard this on last podcast on the Left Side Stories podcast. Which I love. It's basically, like, the same thing that we do. It's, like, crazy, weird headlines, like, a lot of local weird headlines. So, it's a great podcast. But, so, we're heading to, Milledgeville, Georgia.
Yeah.
Right? The story? Okay. And this story involves three people, a beloved University of Georgia entomology professor, a retired psychologist turned yoga studio owner, and a car salesman who had recently quit his job. So those and are like the two key players.
The two men, so there was a woman and two men. The two men were friends for a few years, and then one of the men was dating the woman.
Yes.
So they all, like, knew each other and were hanging out at, I think, the psychologist's house. Or maybe they're, on vacation together. I don't know.
Well, they're at the guy's house. So the scene that basically, like, the cops pulled up to
so crazy.
Were that all three of these people were nude, which is, like, okay, no judgment.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Your pool. There is approximately 9 ounces of urine in there if you all three are in it.
Exactly. There is definitely pee in your pool, but cool, you have a pool, so obviously everyone's going to hang out at your house and be naked.
Skinny dipping, not going to hate.
Yeah. Nope. So, like, apparently, so, like, the cops pull up, whatever, after this 911 call. There were three nude people gathered by the swimming pool. The professor, whose name was Marianne Shockley, who was the female, she was 43. She was dead upon arrival. And the two men were apparently trying to revive her with CPR, which you know all about.
I do. I'm certified. I need your address, actually. That reminds me, so I can send you your CPR kit.
Okay. I'm so excited. So this happened, like, basically all at, like, 1 a.m. You know, it was, like, super late night, whatever. You got an orgy going on.
It's weird that they didn't put on clothes, you know, when they made the call.
I mean, right? And as you keep reading and find out, like, how much time passed, it's like...
Yeah, so they waited 45 minutes to call the call 911, like, 45 minutes. So
we don't know, like, was this, like, a swinger situation? We don't know. We don't know. We're still waiting for, you know, information. But, so the police who arrived first on scene, like, immediately sensed that something was not right. And, like, if we take a little deep dive into the deep end of the diving board... so there we have Clark Heindel, the 69-year-old former psychologist and the owner of the house where this all happened. He called 911 reporting that Shockley drowned. Mm-hmm. And, like, immediately the first responders knew this wasn't just, like, a simple drowning.
Yeah, and it was kind of creepy. Like, I think there's a quote in there where the guy's like, I don't know how to, like, describe this to people who aren't in our business, but, like, we just knew something wasn't right, like, when they got there. And she also had, like, a head injury. So, yeah, and that was off, too. But that was apparently the other guy, Marcus Lillard, who was dating Marianne, says he, like, dropped her, like, he pulled her out of the pool and dropped her, and that's how she got the head injury, like, when he was running to help her.
Right, yeah, so, like, the first responders get there, and they're like, okay, like, number one, this woman's bleeding profusely from the head. Secondly, like, the two dudes were acting wicked weird, which, like, of course, doesn't prove that you're guilty, but still, if you're acting weird, like, they're going to take a closer look at you. And, like, thirdly, the EMTs just had, like, this sense that she'd been dead for longer than they had said, like, the 45 minutes.
And their story, like, didn't add up either. Like, I don't know if you have that, like, about going to get firewood.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So Marcus Lillard, who you were just talking about, he's 41. He was supposedly Shockley's boyfriend, and he had gone into the woods for like 15 minutes to try to find firewood. And when he returned, he found her passed out in the hot tub. He then claimed that he, like, took her out of the bathtub, but then fell down, which is why she had the head injury. So that was, like, his story. And Heindel even corroborated the story, claiming that he had been swimming in the deep end of the pool while Lillard was out gathering firewood. And as soon as he pointed out that Shockley was unresponsive, they started performing CPR, blah, 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 blah. She was still breathing, I guess. And they chose to wait the 45 minutes to call help. So, like, maybe she was, like, breathing, so they thought everything was going to be okay. Like, let's not call 911 yet. Right. And then she stopped breathing. Let's call 911. I don't know.
Right.
The funny thing about the firewood was that deputies say it doesn't make sense because it had rained heavily during the day. So there was, like, no chance that anything out in the woods would be able to catch a spark. Mm-hmm. And there was firewood by the pool.
Yeah, like, a bundle of firewood already by the pool.
Yeah, so the deputies were like, I don't know about this. Like, this just doesn't add up. And, like, this is when the story gets totally crazy. Mm-hmm. So after, like, growing suspicion of these two guys and their story.
Like, this is all in, like, the same night still. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This was, like, all right there. The 911 people, whoever's, like, first responding. So the deputies decided to separate the two men until they could be interviewed by detectives. Lillard was placed in a patrol car, so he was, like, the boyfriend of the woman. Mm-hmm. And Heindel was allowed to wait on his front porch because it was his house. And after a while, a deputy went looking for Heindel to see if he knew where Shockley's purse was because they needed her ID or whatever. And somehow this dude disappeared from the front porch.
Yeah, I know. They're like, yeah. Oh, we lost track of this other suspect.
Yeah, no idea where he is. So the deputy.
Well, I guess he wasn't a suspect. Or, I should not say that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like he was being interviewed, right. You know. So you gotta like keep your eye on them.
A murder has happened.
Yeah. So the deputy knocked on the front door and called out his name, and then just when that happened, he heard a shotgun blast go off inside the house, and of course he rushed inside. He found Heindel dead of a self-inflicted gunshot to the head. So the officials actually now like don't believe that he had anything to do with the death, but that right. He like had been so embarrassed that this all happened at his house, like that they were all naked, like who knows what was happening.
Yeah, that it makes me think that there was something like other something else going on that like he's ashamed of that's going to come out. And I do think it maybe is with like the naked thing, or maybe they were, you know, maybe he's bisexual or gay or something like that, and that wasn't right. And he wasn't like, out.
Was it like a sort of threesome situation? Right. And then like we don't know, and we probably will never know.
Yeah, and it's crazy because like yeah, I mean that he wouldn't be involved and still, you know, go to that extreme level. And I guess his family said, like, in his obituary, like, as a psychiatrist, he wasn't able to, like, they just assume he wasn't able to get over not helping a friend, you know, in need right in front of him, you know, who died. So,
This is super sad. And, like, actually, there was, like, an update of the preliminary autopsy, which determined that Shockley died of strangulation and mm-hmm. not drowning. Mm-hmm. And we now know that 2 hours passed before 911 was called. And Lillard, in that 2 hours, had been calling and texting friends asking, like, how do you bring people back to life or whatever. Like, super sketchy. Like,
yeah.
Somebody me and was like, how do you bring somebody back to life?
I'd be like call 911.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you do it. I mean, that is really creepy. So he's actually now charged or suspected, I think, of her murder, right?
Yeah. He's been charged with her murder, boyfriend. Aggravated assault, and concealing a death, which are all felonies, and he's being held without bond right now. So, like, he's obviously the most suspicious one. I really do think that this other guy was just like, oh, my God, I can't believe I got caught up in all this, and I'm just going to, like, end
like
it
he
now.
Knows something's going to be exposed or, or like, I don't even want to go to jail or go down this, like, crazy path that's going to happen, you know, but.
Yeah, he knows something wrong.
It's a definitely crazy story. I do hope we get a few more details, but we may never, like you said. So
I know. I hope this guy tells it how it is, because this is like a crazy story. So it's like, oh, this woman like died or whatever by a pool. Oh wait, what? Like, and then this guy commits suicide, and like, it's crazy. I don't know. So we'll see. Hopefully we'll have updates. I don't know.
Crazy story. Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. We will see. So I do also have an animal kingdom story, and this has been very timely. It's related to Julian Assange, you know, the WikiLeaks founder, who the Ecuadorian embassy in London finally kicked him out. So I don't know where Pam is, you know, to help with the situation, but we know she's obviously distressed.
She's got to be over there, right? She's over there.
Pam Anderson we're talking about, because if you remember from our past episodes, they are like besties. So I saw this story, you know, because you've been hearing about Julian Assange being kicked out and extradited to finally face charges. But there is something that people are also wondering about now that Julian Assange is out of the embassy. What has happened to his cat?
Cat with a bow tie.
Yes, he had a cat in the embassy. It was called Embassy Cat. It had an Instagram, I think, or Twitter. It was more than 30,000 Twitter followers and 6,000 on Instagram. Embassy Cat at Embassy Cat. Yeah.
Following now.
Well, yeah. So people are kind of wondering, you know, what happened to it. And the cat's name is Michi. It's, you know, well known by as Embassy Cat, pretty much. Okay. And it is, he is the self-described master of counter prevalence. Yes. And he's also proud to be a hashtag whisker blower.
Stop.
Yeah, so he's had him since May 2016, but people actually say Assange really wasn't interested in the cat and not really an animal lover at all. He was just trying to become more of a master of his own brand. And like when he first like got the cat, he just stared at it for like a half an hour trying to figure out how it would be useful to him. And he was like, yeah, let's say my children sent it to me. So it was all just like a PR. The cat's all for PR, basically. According to, you know, he doesn't even love the freaking cat.
Of course.
And they didn't have a name for the cat for a long time, because in Ecuador, like, there was a competition with school children on what to name the cat. So everything is like, they're just like, everything is PR related.
So wait, people in Ecuador like love Julian Assange?
I don't know. I mean, because he's in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. You know, right. So it's still kind of like a stretch.
Not even there.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how he arranged that, but maybe he did. But it is kind of interesting, because the cat probably played a small role in the embassy's decision to kick Assange out, because they did. He had been there for like 7 years, I think.
Definitely. Yeah, he was there for a long time, longer than you think.
Yeah, definitely multiple years. But, and they, you know, had to set up a set of rules for him, because he's kind of like, you know, a brat. And they said that part of the rules were you have to be responsible for the well-being, food, hygiene, and proper care of your pet. And if not, we'll put it in a shelter. So people think that like maybe he just didn't effectively clean up after his own cat's WikiLeaks. This article is full of puns.
Love a good pun. Love a good pun.
But yeah, so that is pretty funny, because like, you know, they said when they kicked him out, who is it? The ambassador was like, get this like spoiled brat out of here, basically, you know. So they were just like sick of having him there. But people are like, so what has happened to the cat? And because it hasn't been posting on social media, so some people say that a journalist tried to adopt the cat, actually, and the embassy said that they had already put it into a shelter. And then someone on Julian Assange's team, I think his lawyer or someone on his legal team, said, no, like, he would never do that. Like, the cat is staying with family and they'll be reunited when he's free. So I think that's also just like the PR spin, probably, but.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. And then the embassy, did not, what does it say? Okay, so the embassy also said that the cat hasn't been there since the fall, and like it was taken by Julian's associates, and we're not a pet store, so we don't keep pets here. So like maybe even some of the posts were happening beyond that, you know, time, and it was just another PR stunt. Like the embassy cat is still there, even though he's not living there.
Interesting.
So weird. But I mean, everyone loves a cat. I think also, like, cats are often, you know, paired with these, like, villainous kind of people. Like, you know, Dr. Evil, Julian Assange. Yeah. You know? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of appropriate, but it's a super cute cat. It is a cute cat, Michi.
It is cute. I feel bad that it was locked up in there for so long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although, like, you know, I guess you can lock a cat up and as long as you're feeding it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Change its litter box. They're pretty. I mean, they kind of take care of themselves.
Yeah. That's what I hear.
I'm trying to find. Okay. I was like, I'm trying to find my results for the BuzzFeed quiz because that's my last story.
Yeah. Let me find mine too.
Okay. I found it. So this week, you know, we mentioned that we were just celebrating Memorial Day, and that's kind of like the start of summer, and there's always like a lot of barbecues and things like that that are going on. So this is definitely a quiz, a BuzzFeed quiz related to that. It's cook a barbecue meal, and we'll give you a place to travel this summer. So we can always dream.
Yeah, seriously. Mine is my dream.
Oh, cool. Okay, so what did you get?
I got Big Sur, California.
Oh, so nice. Oh, my God. You would love it there. You need to go there.
Going to California this summer. Thank
you. Oh, God. Yeah, no, that would be awesome. It's so beautiful there. One of the most beautiful places ever.
Yeah, I mean, just the pictures look good. And if you watch, what's it called?
Big Little Lies.
Big Little Lies, yep, on HBO.
Set in Monterey.
Yeah, they always show, like, the windy roads and the, like, I just love the ocean cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, my God. I love a beach, but something about, like, cliffs meeting the ocean. So good.
Yeah, it's like so beautiful. Seriously, just
go.
Yeah, and just very like, yeah, super scenic. That's a good one.
Yeah, okay,
I
want to
do that.
You got a different one then.
Well, does it say anything about yours or?
Yeah, I mean, it just like basically describes what Big Sur is.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, what's happening? Okay, it says, this stretch of side highway between, do you say Carmel? Carmel?
I say Carmel.
Carmel. Okay. This stretch of Oceanside Highway between Carmel and San Simeon snakes alongside mountains, waterfalls, and hidden beaches. As you drive, make sure to stop and soak in all of the picturesque seaside towns that make up this gorgeous area, like Monterey, Carmel by the Sea, and Morrow Bay.
Morrow Bay is really beautiful too.
Oh my God.
That I should go there. I freaking live in that state. That's where I should go this summer. So I got the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Which is funny because we are definitely planning like a Midwest trip. It just keeps getting pushed back further and further. But hopefully next year we want to do like Michigan because that's where my family's from. Like,
Lindsay.
Yeah. See Lindsay, our nurse health correspondent. And then like maybe do like Ohio and yeah, like other places like all around there. So if there's time, you know, I'd like to go check out the Upper Peninsula because it borders Lake Superior, Lake Huron, and Lake Michigan, and is home to adorable vacation towns ripe for exploring. You'll find sandy dunes, which I love a good sand beach, farm stands with like cherries and blueberries, wineries, art festivals, and quaint yeah. restaurants. Plus, there's also Mackinac Island, which I've also heard is really beautiful and unique. So it's a good one. A good summer vacay.
That is. I'm telling you, one of the best places I've ever been was Detroit.
I know. You love it. I can't again. Believe I've never been to Michigan. My entire family is from Michigan.
Yeah. Big fan of Detroit.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Gotta go. Put so it on your I'm hoping to do it with my dad and mom, too. So, like, yeah, we can all meet out there. And then, yeah, so thank you for the recommendation, BuzzFeed. I'll look into it.
Yeah. Good call, and coming out to Cali.
Yeah, for sure, you guys. That would be like such a fun trip. All right, well, you guys, thanks for listening, for all your support, and I think that's all the news that's fit to drink this week. Are you there still?
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, I am. I think it was like cut out for a sec, but anyway. Welcome to our lives.
Bye.
Bye.